Writer and poet Dorothy Parker famously described Los Angeles as 72 suburbs in search of a city. But its downtown has evolved into an urban hub over the past few decades, with skyscrapers, expensive lofts, and free music at a spacious outdoor plaza that draws Angelenos from all those suburbs. It's called Grand Performances, and it's presenting 40 shows this year at no cost to the audience. NPR's Netta Ulaby visited as part of our series about free music around the country.
The night was cool and breezy. The moon, full and lustrous. The moment, cinematic. So L.A. 4,000 Angelenos dancing together downtown, including actor and part-time reality show host Joel Steingold.
It's the antithesis of the movie Crash. You know that movie that came out a while ago that all people in Los Angeles, we drive in our cars, we don't pay attention to people, we don't interact.
There's such a diversity of people here. And we're all united under one umbrella, which is the love of music.
32-year-old Michelle Adams drove 40 minutes to see this show, musician Cheon Kuti. He's carrying on the legacy of his late dad, Afropop legend Fela Kuti. Grand Performances was designed to add a heart to L.A.'s sprawl, says its director, Michael Alexander.
The city wanted this to be a new center for downtown L.A., Downtown, particularly when we started this program, was neutral. It didn't belong to any community, and therefore it could belong to every community.
Grand Performances is perched on a steep incline in a part of downtown called Bunker Hill. It's an office park, a concrete basin interrupted by a waterfall and ringed by a jigsaw puzzle of tall towers, different colors, different sizes, built about 30 years ago in accordance with an interesting municipal contract.
The city of Los Angeles owns the land underneath us. These buildings are all renting the land on 99-year leases.
99-year leases with an unusual rule. They must help fund this performing arts program.
So the tenants here are providing about 45% of our budget.
The rest of Grand Performance's budget, $1.8 million, comes mainly from foundation grants and donations. Alexander says, surprisingly, Los Angeles arts groups tend not to benefit from corporations or Hollywood.
We have very, very few Fortune 500 companies here. We have a few, but not very many. And the entertainment industry, as important as it is from an artistic point of view, is not important, unfortunately, on a philanthropic point of view. You don't see the studio names on checks, nor on the donor rolls, in a big way.
Hollywood's apparently not interested in modern dance from China or Persian poetry. Grand Performances stages all kinds of contemporary global arts, but it's best known for world music and music from Los Angeles. Often, that's the same thing.
Let me tell you a little something about L.A.
I love it!
The Grammy-winning group Ozamotley was just starting out when it first played Grand Performances.
They had their first non-club performance on our stage.
In addition to free shows, Michael Alexander says Grand Performances offers ad hoc mentoring for inexperienced musicians on how to work big spaces, manage tech in strange venues, and make the most of a tour.
We help artists. We work with artists to enter this presenting network, to enter it intelligently so that they can be competitive in a very, very competitive field.
Musician Jeff Gallegos, better known as Double G, runs a huge ensemble, the Dakha Hip Hop Orchestra. It uses up to 100 musicians. Grand Performances gave him a space for administrative work, stuff like booking and writing grants.
You know, just the job of an artist, the grind, to come and do that in an office environment was really helpful for me. I guess mainly because you can't smoke weed in the office.
But free shows can mean artistic freedom, too. When the LA Opera did the Ring Cycle last year, the city's arts groups responded with their own ring-related projects. Grand Performances commissioned a symphony that Double G called Gangsta Wagner.
The concept of that was in World War II, like I imagine Hitler listening to Wagner, like that was like his gangster rap. That was kind of the idea, like you build these really strong, aggressive beats with Wagner samples and hard MC style over the top of it. Totally translated.
You'd think with concerts in the afternoon as well as the evenings, there'd be noise complaints or parking problems with thousands of people crowding into downtown from all over LA. I asked that of the area's city council member.
No!
No.
In fact, says Jan Perry, grand performances not only helped make downtown L.A. more attractive to everyone from developers to tourists, it remains one of the best things about it.
Actually, it's near the largest senior housing development, probably in the western United States, Angeles Plaza. Many times, if you look up early in the evening, you can see the residents stand out there and listen.
But most of the people at the recent Sean Cootie show were in their 20s and 30s, and in the mood to party.
You want a beer?
You're allowed to bring booze to grand performances. Amador Ochoa takes a gulp, looks around, and says there's something about the spectrum of people dancing to music from all over the world that to him is what it means to be a citizen of Los Angeles.
I'm born and raised, so this is what I'm from. This is what I am. I mean, I'm Mexican-American, but I'm diverse as far as music goes, you know, and this is my thing. I love this music. It makes me feel good.
Ochoa says as far as he's concerned, the shows at grand performances are not free. They're priceless. Neto Ulibi, NPR News.